guys, welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both a male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hi everyone, hope you are fine and dandy. I am Jen and I'm here with David.
Hello.
And this week we are talking about being fit. Right, are you fit? Am I fit? What is being fit? It's very, very confusing. But first, let's get cracking with this week's rants and raves. David, what's your rant?
I'm going to start with my rave.
Oh, okay.
I don't like starting negative.
Okay.
I like to end negative. No. So, rave is we're recording this on Easter Monday, so we've had a nice long weekend. Friday off, Monday off, chilled, gone to the movies, going to the movies again today. It's been all very nice. Chilled out. We purposely made it pretty darn relaxing. It's been a while since we've had a little while off. So that's been nice. But that leads to my rant. So because of that, we don't have our usual routine. And I'm one of these weird people, and I don't know if anybody else exists like this, that when they don't do their normal routine, they forget to eat.
Yeah, I think you're just weird though. Normally when people are at home, they eat more because like the kitchen's right there.
Yeah, I do better for having like a lunch bag with food in it.
Mm.
And I go, and I think it's a time. Because at work, I'll be like, oh, it's 11 o'clock, I'm hungry. But I don't know if I actually am, or if it's just 11 o'clock.
I also think, so though, I have as well, to eat at 11 o'clock. It's like what we were talking about last week, it's not having to have that decision.
Mm.
So I think, especially when it came to lunchtime, you tended to have smaller lunches here because you were like, oh, I don't know if I fancy that, oh, I don't know if I want that, or I don't know if I want that. Whereas when it's in your lunchbox, it's already packed and it's there, you're like, that is my lunch, that is what I eat.
Yeah.
So it's maybe just choice. You have too much choice, so you just don't bother.
No choice. I'll just go hungry. Ooh, Easter egg.
Actually, if I wasn't here, that's probably what you would have just eaten. I just fancy a few bits of chocolate.
Probably.
Yeah.
There's still some left.
I know. Later.
What about for you?
Well, my rant this week... I'm going to start with my rant. Is
negative.
No, but then I end on a high, so ha. My rant this week is, I had a little rant about this on Facebook as well. Hot cross buns are amazing and a big part of Easter. You know, I don't know if they're a thing in America? I don't know. Anyway. So that yeasty bun that's been spiced and full of raisins, really, really yummy.
Mainly the raisins.
I'm sorry. So cut them in half and you toast them and then you spread them with lashings of butter. That is the way you do it. Or, you know, if you get them really fresh, you can just like open them up.
Because they're already hot. You don't need to toast them.
So that's fine. But recently, this Easter, like, there's been this thing for making hot cross buns into ice cream sandwiches. So putting a scoop of ice cream in the middle.
Yeah, it was in like the supermarket magazine.
Yeah, like, but I've seen it everywhere. Like lots of like ice cream parlors are doing it. And then like I saw them like in other blog articles. It's like, oh, you can do this. I was like, who wants soggy bread? Like regardless of whether or not you toast it beforehand or you don't toast it, it's soggy bread.
Like Jen doesn't like soggy bread.
I don't like soggy bread or soggy sponge. So like...
Like Jen's whole like... Birthday cake with ice cream was a no-no because it just gets soggy. This is the thing.
I don't understand soggy sponge or soggy bread. So this whole thing about like, I'm like, you know what? If you want an ice cream sandwich, do it with like a cookie or something. Something that'll keep like crunchy. But oh, jeez. Oh.
But you had your hot crust buns the normal way and yes, you enjoyed them.
I did.
If these people want to do crazy things...
I know they can do it themselves, but, you know, I feel like it just justifies a little bit of a rant. But anyway, my rave is very similar to David's. It was that we had time off and, you know, it's... I can't believe this is the last day. But it's been really nice. I've been a bit poorly. this past week, so it's been really nice to just have some time just to rest, and I'm getting a little better each day.
Yeah, have a bit of extra sleep.
Yeah, a bit more sleep, a bit more downtime.
Just watch some movies.
Watch some movies, yeah. So we're off to see Beauty and the Beast this afternoon.
And we saw Lego Batman on Friday.
Yeah, Lego Batman was awesome.
Really and nice. I saw Atlantis for the first time, the Disney Atlantis.
Yeah, you're weird. Like, Atlantis is one of those secret hidden Disney gems. It really is.
So why Everyone am I weird if it's it? So hidden?
Well, because you haven't seen it.
Yeah, but there's together, a lot of like, there's a lot of films that I haven't seen that I should have seen. Blah, blah, blah.
No. I just can't believe we've been together 12 years and I still haven't made you watch Atlantis.
Netflix. That's your fault. That's your fault. I put this on you.
Oh, me, right.
We got there, though.
We got there in the end. Yes, we did. So, time to get back to this week's topic. So, are you fit? It's quite a question. Let me ask it another way. What does someone who is fit look like to you? You know, are they a marathon runner? Are they an elite CrossFitter? Someone who goes to spin class 5 days a week? Or someone who just takes the stairs rather than the lift? What if I told you we can all be fit, but everyone's level will be different? What if I told you that the question goes beyond, are you fit, and goes more into, are you fit for your life? I think we've really got to look at what the perception of fit is in society first. I think when I think of the word fit, if I don't really think about it, if I just go like what goes off the top of my head, you know, I think six-pack abs and strong and, I don't know, like just...
Is it more of a looks?
It's more of a look.
Like an aesthetic thing? Like they look fit?
Yeah, and from the way they look, you imply that they've got like a healthy lifestyle. What about you?
Yeah, I think that's the kind of immediate thing that you would jump to, is that you can tell if someone's fit just by looking at them.
Yeah.
You know, because they just have that look about them or whatever, you know, at the beach or, you know, at the gym. They're like, oh, they just
look really fit. It's all very visual, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, you don't know anything about that person or their lives. You just see them from a distance.
Yeah, and we presume...
Or on Instagram or...
Yeah, and we presume that they're healthy from the way that they look.
Or the other way around, unfit. You would look at somebody and go, oh, I don't think they're very fit.
Yeah, you know, simply by the way they look,
To use an example of the world that as I've said before, watch a lot of American football, and a lot of people who aren't into that look at the big, massive linemen on it that are like 300 pounds, and they go, well, they're not very fit because they're like these giant, big dudes.
Yeah, they could out-sprint you.
Yeah, they're fast and scary. So they are fit, but you just look at them and you go, well, they're just a big, big lad, for want of a better word.
So when we were looking at fit, we looked up the definition.
Because we're geeks. I did that.
And looked into a bit more. And when it comes to really defining what fit is, and are you fit or is somebody else fit, it really comes down to this word purpose. You know, are you fit for purpose? Are you fit for your life?
Yeah.
And if you are fit for your purpose, so what you do day in and day out, that is your purpose, that's your life, that's your structure, and being fit is so different. There's so many different levels, because we all have different life purpose.
It's that classic answer that everybody hates, like, well, what is being fit? And then we turn around and go, well, it depends. Which is how life works. But it's the most annoying answer to anybody, because they want an answer.
Yeah, there's no one-size-fits-all
anything. So it depends what you want to do, what do you want to do, or what do you already do that you need to be fit for? So, like, do you do sports? What sport? Every sport will have a different requirement on you, from running, gymnastics, cycling, whatever, they're all different. You can't be a gymnast will not naturally, a super fit gymnast will not naturally be good at cycling because it's a different type of
sport.
Movement and stuff. And then do you want to compete in that sport? Or are you just doing it recreationally? You know, again, it would be a different level if, like, we do CrossFit, but we're not going to the CrossFit Games.
Yeah.
So we're still different. And then other things. So are you fit if, okay, so maybe you don't do sports and stuff, or you don't do so much. Maybe being fit for you is just being healthy and not having to take medication.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big deal, you know? And, or do you just want to lose weight or maintain a weight or whatever? So the example I gave to you the other day, and also it depends on what you do as a job.
Yeah.
So I sit in an office. Sometimes I stand in an office. So that's it. That's all I have to do in my work. I have to walk to work and sit or stand, talk to people and think. My job is not active. Okay? So I need to make sure that my brain is sharp. If I go into work tired with a foggy head, I'm not fit for purpose.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my job badly. And the example I gave to you was your mum, who is a nurse, who does night shifts. And I turned around to you and went, for what your mum needs to do, your mum's way fitter than me. We might do CrossFit 4 times a week, but there's no way that I could do what your mum does. I can't do a night shift, be as active as she is, looking after all those people and being alert for literally anything.
Yeah.
And do that every week or so.
Yeah. I mean, another example that we were talking about was this whole concept of, you know, being a parent. And a lot of, like, new mums or dads, you know, they feel like their fitness goes to pot, you know, once they get a kid and they have different priorities and things like that. And I think to myself, no, it's yes, your priorities have changed, but being what defines being fit for you has changed. You know, you are fit if you are able to, you know, run around after your kid.
Yeah, can you get down on the ground and...
You are fit if you are able to have those restless nights and, you know, still be able to be there for whoever needs you the following day. You know, you are fit if you are making the right choices, you know, for what's going in your body. You know, you are fit because you are strong to be a mother. And
fitness is more than just physical as well. As we said, it's like the mental side of stuff, which is obviously a huge part of health in general. We've talked about that before. So that's also like, are you in the right headspace?
And even if you don't define yourself as being fit, you know, I think it's looking at goals to see, you know, where you can be. So say you are someone who wanted to lose weight and you saw fitness, you saw being fit as being this number.
Yeah.
I think first of all, you have to ask yourself, you know, would your life be enhanced dramatically by being that number?
Yeah.
And if you think so, then it's, you know, setting goals and setting habits in place to, you know, work on different things. But it's also realizing that, you know, other things have to be taken into account. You know, it's not just a matter of exercise and diet, you know, it's a matter of getting sleep and combating that stress, you know, and trying to look at all the different angles into how, you know, being fit would enhance your life.
Yeah, and like you said before, is it just because, you know, one small goal could be I'm going to use the stairs?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
that's a level of fitness because, you know, take it from me, I've worked and lived in places where you have to go up a few flights. We used to live in the third floor back in the UK, and we could take the lift or we could take the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And even us, like, 3 floors is no joke.
But it's what, you know, if somebody said, you know, do you think you're a fit person? And they turned around and went, yeah, I do. You know, I'm able to take the stairs no matter where I go.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just, I think we're all chasing the next level,
mm-hmm.
you know, so... you know, when you first start something, you know, you look up to the person that's like a bit better than you at the class or whatever, and you go, oh, I wish I could do that. And then you learn how to do that, or you become better, and then you can do it, and then suddenly you're looking at the next person, oh, I wish I could do that thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're never actually going, hang on a minute, I used to not be able to do that at all.
Yeah.
Or there's someone now in the class that's now looking at you going, wish I could do what they could do. That would be pretty cool. You know, and I think we're too fast to start looking ahead rather than just going, well, I can do stuff. And I think it's a hard question. If you turn around to someone and go, are you fit? We're very bad at going, yeah, I think I do pretty well. No matter what you do, we're not very good at that.
What you're trying to say is what we are good at is putting ourselves down.
Yeah.
We are good at turning around and going, like, oh no, I don't think I'm fit.
Because have you seen so and so?
Yeah, because you think that there's always someone better. You know, it's a compliment that you tend to give out rather than.
Yeah, it'd be very odd to ask the question in general, but. Or at best, you'd have like, well, yeah, no, I'm okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you could have, you know, you'd turn around to someone who has, you know, that six pack of muscles, and you could say, oh, they look very fit. And, you know, they could be very fit. They could have an all-round awesome life where they're fit for their purpose. But at the same time, you know, you've got to look beyond that. You could actually speak to that person and, okay, they have six-pack abs, but because they have to dedicate so much time in the gym and they have to have so much restriction in their diet to be able to gain those six-pack abs,
or to show them.
To have the definition, which for a lot of people, that is what it entails. You know, they're not actually very happy. They're not fit for purpose because, you know, they aren't able to go out with their friends for meals out because, you know, they've got to be counting macros and doing X, Y, or Z. They're not getting a lot of sleep because they're overtraining, you know. They have a lot of, you know, DOMS and muscle soreness, and they have brain fog, which doesn't help them in their, you know. Yeah. So you just don't know. You cannot have this set visual in your mind of what fit is, because it just doesn't exist. You just don't know.
I think that's the thing.
You just need to talk to someone.
And I think that's the thing as well. It's the seeing, you know, people out and about or at your gym or on Instagram and going, I'll be happier if I had that.
Yeah.
And assuming that they are the happiest person in the world, but they have their own things that they're not happy about and whatnot. So I think that's why it's good to pull it back and go, well, hang on a minute, you are not them. What do you need in life?
Yeah.
What would make you happy in life? What would make you fit for purpose in life?
And, you know, I think it's in order to be fit, it's establishing, you know, healthy habits and routines in your life to make you fit for purpose. So what scares me is when you see people out there and they believe that in order to gain this fitness level, in order to gain what they perceive fitness to be in being fit, they go to extremes. So rather than, you know, incorporating, you know, three group classes in a week, they decide that five would be better.
With no breaks. And
yeah, that doing more will make better. Them fitter. More equals fitness. So someone who does CrossFit more than us is a fitter person than us. And, you know, I think it's taking a step back and realizing that that person who does more, they might be fitter than you, but they might not be. You know, you've got to look at everything that's going on in their life and everything that's going on in your life. You know, you have other priorities. You have other things that you know you should focus on, like your sleep and your stress levels. You know, they are going to make you fitter, healthier people as well.
And also they might be doing, you know, they might be doing too much. So they've gone beyond the point where it's actually useful for them, and they're actually hurting themselves more. You know, I've heard it, someone the other week said at the office, like, oh, that chap's really fit because he cycles, you know, 200, 300 kilometres every weekend. And it's like, well, he can do that, which it's an achievement for sure, but should he be doing that much? I don't know. I don't even know who they were talking about. But that might be too much for them.
Yeah,
it might it might be just right for them. That might be their nice sweet spot, but it could also be way too much.
Yeah,
and he's pushing himself too hard, and he could get hurt from it.
And he could be compensating for other things.
He doesn't do any cycling for all week, and then does like 300 km in one day.
Yeah.
As I say, it could be his sweet spot. It depends.
But I think we just have to, rather than looking outwards, when we are reflecting on when we're asking ourselves the question, are you fit? I think we really need to reflect inwards rather than looking outwards, rather than comparing ourselves to other people and other people's definition of being fit. We need to reflect inwards, ask ourselves what our purpose is. And are we fit for that purpose? And if not, then, you know, what can we...
Why not?
What little tweaks can we make that will make us fit for purpose, that will make us live the healthiest life that we want to live? Yeah. Our own personal, individual, tailored life.
Yeah. And that's it. Like, everyone's that bit different. Yeah. Me and you have very similar lifestyles, but there's still differences between what you need and what I need and what I should do and what you should do.
Yeah. And that's okay.
And that's okay. Yeah. I think the problem, probably just go around in circles a little bit here, but yeah, just looking at other people as a blueprint doesn't work.
Yeah. Look at yourself, have a little assessment of yourself. See where you feel things could go better. See where you think things are going great.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't be swayed by what society deems as fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as you are feeling and rocking the life that you're living, then go for it.
Yeah. And more is not necessarily better.
No. You do you and be happy.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! So thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please email us or check out the website chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what you think about fitness or being fit or this whole perception of it. It's quite a topic. We just, I think, scratched the surface with it there. Don't forget to check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels. And if you have time, leave us a review. Don't forget to subscribe so that you never forget a podcast. And remember what we were talking about last week with tripods. So let's get as many people as we can listening to podcasts and share the love. So we hope that you have had a really good week and you will have a fab week and weekend to come. And we will see you all next week for more chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye.